Apple has expanded its self-service repair program to MacBook Air and MacBook Pro. Oh, now you're gonna be now you're good enough to repair your laptops. Well, first it was the phone. Repair the phone. Actually, I'll tell you this. In my experience, having goofed around with these products and opened them all up, the laptop historically has actually been the easier job than the phone.
Really?
There's fewer adhesives. I suppose depending on which MacBook Pro you have, it could be more expensive than your iPhone. So in that sense, it might be a little bit more intimidating. You could have like a $3,000 MacBook Pro or something. But yeah, it's everything is shrunk down on the phone. You have the glass, which is terrifying, and you have glues, which are no good. You're using the heat gun. I'm talking about the olden days. Little strange plastic tools. With the laptops, historically, it's just been that you needed to have specific screwdrivers with unusual tips, maybe some tweezers, and maybe in the odd circumstance, some sort of spudger, some sort of plastic item to pry things. Starting tomorrow, users of MacBook Air and MacBook Pro models with chips from the M1 family will be able to obtain repair manuals. That's the big one. To actually have it supported and have the documentation that doesn't have to come from a third party guide like iFixit, although shout out iFixit, very helpful over the years. And genuine Apple parts and tools via the Apple self-service repair store. Apple says that self-service repair for MacBook Air and MacBook Pro will offer more than a dozen different repair types for each model, including display, top case with battery, trackpad, and more to come in the future. That's really not that many. I don't know. They say a dozen. I guess I'm not seeing them all right there. The rental kits, I guess, that come with all the necessary tools for your repair, the rental kit will be $49 for customers who don't want to purchase the tools. I guess it would be more if you just want to hang on to the stuff. Customers can send replaced parts back to Apple for refurbishment and recycling, often receiving credit for their repair purchase in the process. Everybody turned into a whole service center at that point, Will.
Yeah.
I got to admit, though, I mean, obviously there was pressure on Apple to do something like this, but I just like it because of the craftiness of it all and, and my kind of DIY history with those products. It's fun to imagine. Do I think that everybody should be repairing their own MacBook Pros? No, I do not.
But at least give them the option.
You know? If you're feeling adventurous, and if Apple's repair manuals, I mean, look at this guy. He's got the anti-static strap on. So, I mean, as many times I cracked into those things, I didn't do that.
I mean, the kit must be smaller than the iPhone repair kit.
Well, that thing was nutty because you had those contraptions.
There were two giant Pelican cases.
You had those contraptions because you had to have this like equal pressure to put to repair the screen.
Gotcha.
It was, I don't know if you remember those videos, but yeah, I still stand by what I said at the very beginning. I think if anything, the laptop is more approachable than the phone, in my opinion. But I guess now you have more widespread support here, regardless if Apple was pressured into it or whatever, it exists now. India is considering new rules that could force Apple to adopt USB-C on iPhone. Well, they wouldn't be the first because we've heard USB-C this and that, mostly from Europe. Europe's been standing around there shouting about USB-C. Rightfully so. However, probably too little too late. Reason being is it's all types of rumors that somehow Apple's going to find a way to just hop, skip over top of it. A little hopscotch.
Okay. But now India's in the
Well, India's in the mix, and they're saying the same thing, but even more incentive for Apple to figure something else out. It's like they don't want to admit defeat or something because you've already got Type-C on all your other stuff.
Sure.
You got it on your MacBook. You got it on your iPad. Where is it on the phone, Will? The EU has reached an agreement earlier this summer that would force Apple to adopt USB-C on the iPhone and AirPods by fall 2024. While the agreement has been reached, the legislation still needs to be formally approved by the European Parliament and European Council later this year before Apple is forced to change its ways. Well, you know what Apple is doing right now. They go over there to the European Council and they say, how you doing? They go right to the council. The council says we're doing fine and we shouldn't be talking to you because it's a conflict of interest. And they say, listen.
Tim Cook here.
This is Tim.
And I got something to say.
And I'll take you to the nice restaurant over here.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you're into golf or not, but we go shoot a few holes over there.
Bake you some apple pies?
I'm just joking around here, Will. This is by no means, there's nothing truthful to what I said.
They have that power to influence the EU.
You're talking about wining and dining?
Uh-huh.
Well, the EU's pissed off, man. The EU's what? Like, get your wine and get your dine and get out of here. Because we want USB Type-C. No, I mean, it's a big, it's a whole thing. There's so many people that spend a lot of time putting these agreements together. Mm. And they talked about the environment and this and that. And they're not going to back down for a nice meal, Will. Right? No. These people have integrity. You understand?
Mm.
It's about damn time.
Yeah.
I don't. Officials in India held a meeting earlier this week with industry stakeholders and popular consumer electronics makers to discuss the possible impacts of a common charger. The meeting will be more of an explorative nature. We will try to learn from the stakeholders how a common charger can be adopted in India. We will also try to understand their concerns. Yeah, well, India's a big market for a smartphone. Well, I don't know if it's number two, three. It's up there, man. Fastest growing, probably, possibly. So it does matter what happens over there. Common cable, common port. Most people agree. And I don't know how feasible this rumor of a portless iPhone is. But nonetheless, time will tell. And I think we're all done with Lightning at this point. Agreed?
Yeah, Type-C all the way.
Okay, we're done with Lightning at this point.
Yeah. You know? Can we?
TikTok's in-app browser could be key logging. Yeah, just everything you type in there. Well, are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. But every time I read it, it's always scary to me.
Who wasn't surprised? Was that Nate Diaz? I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't surprised.
NF.
He wasn't surprised either.
No.
And he's also not surprised that TikTok is doing the key logging.
I don't think he uses TikTok.
Well, if he did, he's not surprised.
Yeah.
Beware in-app browsers. It's a good rule of thumb for any privacy-conscious mobile app user. Well, if you're a privacy-conscious mobile app user, probably not using TikTok, I would guess.
Mm.
I bet you Snowden is not using TikTok. Given the, I mean, maybe.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. These days, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't checked up on Snowden in a while. He's busy on the encrypted talk.
Yeah. He's not looking for the recipe for pink sauce.
Pink sauce. Yeah. I heard about this. And then it wasn't shelf stable, so it was going rotten. You had to refrigerate it. And people were like, what are the ingredients? And we don't have to go into it, Will. Given the potential for an app to leverage its hold on user attention and snoop on what you're looking at via browser software, it also controls. But eyebrows are being raised over the behavior of TikTok's in-app browser after independent privacy research by developer Felix Krauss found the social network's iOS app injecting code that could enable it to monitor all keyboard inputs and taps, a.k.a. key logging. People hate the key logging. They hate the sound of it. They hate the thought of it. Stop logging my keys.
Uh-huh.
TikTok's iOS subscribes to every keystroke happening on third-party websites rendered inside the TikTok app. This can include passwords, credit card information, and other sensitive user data. We can't know what TikTok uses a subscription for, but from a technical perspective, this is the equivalent of installing a keylogger on a third-party website. It's coming down for TikTok. It's more heat on TikTok recently. I feel these stories keep coming up.
It's because of the China collaboration.
Ownership.
Yeah.
Right.
I shouldn't say collaboration, but like, you know, the China
ownership. Stuff. I mean, they have office. TikTok has offices here in North America, but it's that data flow.
Yes.
Where'd that data go?
Where are the servers? Yeah.
Talking about the data flow, where'd that data go? Well,
data flow, data go.
Yeah. I was just doing a quick one for you there.
Gotcha.
I was giving you a 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
On a Monday.
Received.
Yeah, okay. Krauss is careful to point out that just because he has found TikTok is subscribing to every keystroke a user makes on third-party sites viewed inside its in-app browser does not necessarily mean it's doing anything malicious with the access. As he notes, there's no way for outsiders to know the full details on what kind of data is being collected or how it's being transferred or used, but clearly the behavior itself raises questions and privacy risks for TikTok users. You did get a little response here from a company spokesperson. Who says, incorrect, misleading.
Yeah.
JavaScript code does not mean our app is doing anything malicious. So shut up and leave us alone and keep TikToking. Well, that's what you would say, isn't it, if you were a company representative, Will?
Yeah, keep swiping.
That's right. Yeah, we're okay. Well, I don't know. Does this affect you? Are you less likely to use the app? Do you feel secure using the app, or do you know exactly what you're doing?
It makes me think, like, what other apps don't do this?
Right. Like
maybe YouTube does it, right? They probably do, right?
I don't know.
Instagram, I don't know.
I don't know to the same extent, and I don't know, like, the whole opt-in component. Like, I thought the whole point with this iOS thing was to kind of limit the abilities of third-party apps to reach into other depths on your phone as far as the permissions are concerned, and that everything should be prompting you, hey, do you want this thing to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And so on. But I presume that developers will get crafty in figuring out ways to slide things. Like, you see how this one specifically is the in-app browser? But there's it's no secret that so many of these apps, as you mentioned, are data-driven, running off user-generated data. Like, that's how they create their product.
Yeah.
So, but like, you heard from Zuckerberg, he was pissed at Apple saying, well, now I can't advertise effectively on Instagram because I can't gather that information. Well, how is TikTok able to get around that?
Mm-hmm.
I have my questions and concerns. And so on.
Just saying that they're not doing anything malicious now. They could do it tomorrow.
Like, as if they could say, nothing malicious has happened. Our capabilities could be malicious at a later date.
Yeah.
It'd
be just like a press of a button.
You feel that when they say...
A malicious button.
That's right. So you feel that when they say, nothing malicious has happened yet.
Yeah. Who's checking up on this?
Me and you.
Okay, yeah.
That's why we're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's precisely...
That's a big problem.
That's precisely why we're in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know. People, listen, do you think people are going to put it down at any point? Like, this conversation comes up...
I don't think it would stop anyone.
It comes up all the time, though. Increasingly, it'll be this report, that report, privacy, this and that, and concerns. I'd be curious. The general public, you ready to put it down? You ready to put it down? TikTok, are you ready to put it down? Are you ready to put... What else are you ready to put down? Because it's always this plus minus. It's the convenience and the benefit and then the perception of drawbacks. And it's all really interesting. I mean, we talked about Apple possibly putting ads on the phone and they boot everybody out and then they corner the market. It's really a lot of tactics going on.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla's full self-driving software is going up in price again. I saw people pissed about this on social media. $12,000 to $15,000.
Yep.
I don't know, inflation, whatever. I think people don't like this one because it's a software.
Uh-huh.
You notice that people hate price increases in software.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you hit the price increase button without it costing you any more? Like, we have this perception in hardware that if you got a newer one, it somehow costs the company more to make it. Like, we just are tuned up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because rarely are you getting a new device launched that's less than the previous version.
Right. But also, I guess with software, on the flip side, it's like it's constantly updating.
Yes.
Because when you get an iPhone, you're not going to upgrade the iPhone, like physically.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the iPhone. But with software, apparently for them, Tesla is always updating their AI.
For sure they are.
So.
Oh, it's a ton of work, ton of money. It's just a perception thing. People hate the idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, also because the prices of these things and everything has been going up. I don't need to say the word inflation. I just said it.
Oh,
I don't need to say it, but I just said it.
Yeah.
Tesla's increasing the prices of full self-driving software to $15,000. I mean, Elon said it himself on Twitter, $3,000 jump. Drivers who order. I mean, maybe this is a way to get people to speed up and order.
Yes.
Right now, because if you get it before September 5th, you won't have to pay the newly increased price. So everyone rushes in there. Let me get this purchase in this quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could do the FSD subscription, which currently costs $200 a month.
Which they won't change the price on that just yet.
Well, maybe they want more people to do that. Maybe they want to have you on the hook.
Yeah.
Maybe they like the subscription. I don't know. But that takes a long time to get up to 15 grand. However, I guess you own the car, you sell the car, it's all, it's got the FSD with it.
Yeah. You can't take it out.
It's there, it's permanent. Mm-hmm. So it increases the value, the resale of your Tesla, I presume. September 2021, Tesla began opening the beta to more customers via new request button. Oh yeah, I didn't get that FSD beta yet. I gotta jump in that car and take a look if it's in there now.
You should.
I gotta jump in there and take a look, Will. Mm-hmm. If it's in there. Look at this. The value of FSD could reach over 100,000 as the software gets closer to full self-drive. Well, I don't know. Musk made the claim the value should be over 100,000. Will, give me some feedback. 100 grand for FSD?
I think if that's the eventual goal, it kind of makes sense.
Right? Gee.
It's expensive for sure. But imagine the vehicle that you own can take you anywhere. And it's full self-drive.
I feel like he's saying 100 grand on top of the cost of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Well, that's already 100 grand. So are we talking 200 grand for everybody?
What's Maybe there's on? Packages.
You know? I don't know. I'm a little skeptical. You're right. If it was getting the car, hit a button type thing, yeah. Go to sleep, that's a different story. That's definitely not what it is right now.
But I think that's the eventual, the 100K. Okay.
All right. Well, you said it. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
You just guaranteed 100 grand for one button, drive anywhere.
Yeah.
That was you.
I can't even afford that.
That was you. It wasn't me.
Okay.
I had nothing to do with that. I don't know what to tell anybody. I don't know if anyone's going to rush. Obviously, everything is getting more expensive. And apparently, even FSD is not immune to price increases.
This is a weird one.
Tesla owner implants chip in hand to open car access data. Why do you have to insert it, the chip there? That looks so uncomfortable the way he's tapping the arm there.
Yeah.
It's like my wrist hurts looking at that. I guess they probably thought it through where you could put it and have it not really affect you very much.
Uh-huh.
One Tesla owner has found a rather unconventional way of opening his vehicle. But the phone already does it. Well, I guess maybe you forget the phone gets stolen, you're still getting in the Tesla. Which is cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want the implant. The first one was a little bit smaller. It wasn't as intense as shoving a giant rod into my hand. The first one came preloaded into a larger syringe. They pushed the syringe in and they popped in the chip, similar to how they would microchip a dog. Brandon is part of a beta group of around 100 people that are trialing the chips, which are made by a company called VivoKey. The chips are coated in biocompatible substances and get encapsulated by the body tissue soon after implantation. Brandon explained how the chip's capabilities are constantly evolving through downloadable features. The company put this together. Literally has its own app store where you can wirelessly install apps to your body with these chips.
Ugh.
And one of the apps just happened to be a Tesla key card. So that was the first app I installed on it because I have a Tesla. Now I use that as my key when my Bluetooth key fails or I don't have my key card. Just use your hand. A fun party trick is what they also say. What kind of apps are you putting on this thing?
Yeah. What if your chip gets hacked?
NFC? Like, am I paying with my implant as well? I don't mind. But my phone is always there. I'm not in a rush for the implant. And considering the fact that TikTok's already key logging, you want to let TikTok in there? You want TikTok in your implant? You want a TikTok implant?
In my body?
It's funny how we think of that, though, isn't it? It's like, that's an implant. It's an implant. Permanent change, like once it's in there. I mean, obviously you could take it out, but it feels like a lot of work.
Uh-huh.
But then on the other hand, when we just get addicted to things, it's a psychological implant. It's a self-imposed. You grant it access and let it crawl into the depths of your personality. And then you can't get it out because you need nowhere to find it.
Like Inception.
I don't know.
Leo's in your head.
Leo can
occupy.
He can book a room in there.
Okay, yeah.
I'll tell you what. YouTube removes video that tests Tesla's full self-driving beta against real kids. Oh, I saw this video. Right into the kid. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, it explodes.
That's what I'm saying, man. How can you have videos like that out there? The video violates what? What does the vehicle violate? Guidelines against content that endangers minors. I mean, But this was just a test, and it obviously wasn't a real kit. I don't know. Do they think people will be inspired to test this on real people? The video titled, "Does Tesla Full Self-Driving Beta Really Run Over Kids?" posted on Whole Mars Catalog's YouTube channel, involves a Tesla owner and investor testing Tesla's FSD feature with his own kids. During the video, Park drives a Tesla Model 3 toward one of his children standing in the road and then tries again with his other kid crossing the street. The vehicle stops before reaching the children both times. Oh, so this is real kids. This is not the clip I saw. This guy actually tried to do the test for real with his own children. Now I know why they took it down. But that child looks very still.
Yeah, that's a dummy.
That's a dummy. Okay. So I don't know about this report. He can't hit the kid. Oh. It's definitely a dummy. Well, yeah, I know how it works. I know how it senses the human. Is that a human or another model? Oh, that's a guy. That's a human. This is all about the environment and the inputs and the lighting and the shadows and the obstructions and the reflections.
Sure.
But this video looks like it's still on YouTube. It doesn't look like it's taken down.
This is on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I get it. I guess they don't want people really testing this stuff out. Something could go wrong. And if the video blows up and everyone's like, oh, I'm going to do my own test now, you could understand how that might be a dangerous thing. But the video I'm talking about, Will, is a Tesla versus like a Volvo. And it's on like a runway.
Is it CarWow?
I don't think it's CarWow. I think it was actually like a testing organization. And the Tesla just plows through the mannequin.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one.
And they're just like, what?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe that thing is bogus, too. Because mine has never behaved that way.
Oh.
It's not plowing through things.
You're right. I think the CarWow one was with animals.
Oh, interesting. I didn't see that one.
They had like a cat there.
A real cat?
Well, no.
Oh, a fake cat.
Yeah.
Okay. Or so like maybe this guy only ran into an issue when he started putting real people there. Instead of mannequins.
Right, right.
And then they said, well, you can't test running over people because obviously in that case, if it fails, the consequences are pretty... I mean, he's going really slow, but you understand what I'm saying here, Will.
Mm-hmm. It has potential to actually kill someone.
Well, you should go look up the clip. Not you, but go look up the clip of it actually running. You know what? Go look up the clip, Will, just real quick. I feel crazy right now. And do I have this right? Have I misinformed? I need to make sure that I'm accurately...
This one.
Oh, that's your one right there, yeah.
Yeah.
Tesla crashes into child dummy as auto brake test fails. Yeah, play this video. Just a touch of it over here. Independent TV. If the other one breaks, whatever the other one was. Look at that. Look at the little mannequin kid over there. Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so just play, like, the last. Yeah, just no. Just that's a very short kid. That's, like, a three-year-old size kid. So that's weird. It doesn't even slow down at all, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm sure Elon has something to say about that. I'm sure there's something he doesn't like about it. I don't know what. But that's not a good look, obviously, for the Tesla one. Speaking of good looks, how about Acura's precision EV concept inspired by boats?
Uh-huh.
Why boats, Will?
Because it's smooth sailing.
Let's go.
Kind of look.
Lovely. Nautical.
It reminds me of the boat tail.
Nautical.
Rolls Royce.
I hear you. I just want to keep saying nautical.
Okay.
Nautical. Water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you have with Lincoln, you have like the Navigator, Aviator. They have like a plane thing going on.
Sure, yeah.
So Acura wants to have a boat thing going on, maybe. Plus, it's blue. It looks cool. I like this from the front, concept EV.
The front?
The price.
This looks like a boat.
Look pretty cool to me. Well, uh-huh. I don't know if it floats, but I like those shapes. The nose looks like a shark, sort of.
Yeah, very surfy.
And you got the yellow calipers in there. It's blue, so that's water-like.
I like the metallic look,
this
too.
Is one of those ones that pissed me off a little bit, where you have, well, you have no side mirrors. This is what they did with the Cybertruck. You have no side mirrors and no door handles, no nothing. Is that what I'm going to get, Will?
Well, with the side mirrors, they have the little, you know, camera.
Are those things approved anywhere?
Pokes out.
Is there any highway traffic control? Is there any group that's approving these yet? Because I know in concept cars, they're constantly showing them off.
But if they keep showing this, then maybe one day.
Is that how it works?
Kind of like the Vision.
Okay, let's do that then. Let's do that. Let's keep showing it and eventually. I'm sure there's a car out there that has it, and I'm sure there's a region that allows it. I'm positive because I feel like I've seen that video. Okay. And some people, I think, hate it. They're like, well, the mirror's so easy, and I got to get used to this video camera. Uh-huh. I feel like there's cars that are doing it. But anyway, the interior is very futuristic. You have another yoke.
Yeah.
Yoke, yeah. It's interesting because outside of Tesla, the others didn't really copy the yoke super quickly. They were apprehensive about implementing the yoke other than Tesla, as far as I know.
Also, if it's inspired by a boat, shouldn't it be like a wheel? Still be a wheel?
That's deep, Will.
Yeah.
That's just deep. And a throttle? Just like...
Yeah. But this looks kind of cool.
Water.
It's like underwater.
It's the center display there, which is also transparent or partially transparent or whatever. That's cool. So it can display video and then, but also it's not obstructing your view when I guess it's not in use.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's very peaceful.
Transparent, translucent. Go ahead, Will.
What do you mean?
Transparent or translucent?
I like the translucent.
Where
there's a little bit of, you know,
what about opaqueness? Oh, what about opaque? Let me throw that in there.
Not a fan.
No opaque for you. Yeah. What about when you have one of those, like, you have a shower and the glass is opaque for privacy?
Isn't that translucent?
No, that's opaque.
Okay.
Yeah, translucent, gotcha, you would see too much.
I'm
seeing shapes.
That's another level.
I'm seeing shapes and everything.
Yeah. Opaque,
you got to go opaque for that, right?
Sure.
Well, I was staying in a hotel recently, and they did the opaque, and I was like, this is the bare minimum. The bare minimum.
Yeah.
Interior lights up in red ambience for its instinctive drive mode when you want to battle the wakes of the road, and it turns ocean blue with underwater-like animated projection for its spiritual lounge stationary mode. We just pull over and just soothing scents. This is all very Mercedes-like.
Sure.
Essential oils in the car. Yeah, the S-Class does that. EQS did that. The Maybach we had. By the way, funny with the pronunciation. Some people were like, what is he saying? Maybach. You got to just see what the Germans say. Go ahead and play it, Will.
Maybach.
Bingo. Tell me what you... Well, actually, you can say whatever you want. It's fine.
Maybach.
You can say Maybach. But every time I go to Germany, it's Maybach. So, and last I heard, as well, Mercedes is over there.
Yes.
Last I heard, Will.
Okay.
The automaker is also trying to be environmentally conscious in its materials using recycled plastics because of the ocean, Will, and the boats. Responsibly sourced wood and 100% biomass leather.
Yeah, it's a nice theme.
Which is suitable for you, Will, because I know for a fact you only ever use responsibly sourced wood in your life.
Yeah, nothing but.
All that other wood, you kicked it to the curb. You burnt it.
Oh.
What a waste, Will.
Yeah.
There's a lot of carbon there.
No.
Lincoln's new concept car, speaking of Lincoln, an autonomous EV that runs on vibes. I know that was possible.
What a funny title.
Steering wheel replaced with a Joule-inspired chess controller. I feel like we got a tiny peek at this previously. Kind of looks like a Taycan with those rims, the wheels, whatever that is. I mean, where are the tires? I can't even tell what's going on there at all. Is there a tire there? Is this thing hovering?
I think it's really small.
This is crazy, crazy futuristic. Looking vehicle. How do you get in? How do you get out?
Uh-huh.
How do I penetrate.
Oh boy.
I mean, it just looks like a smooth, it doesn't.
Yeah, there's no seams.
I don't know. Do you ride on the top of it? You just hang on?
Oh yeah.
It's fully autonomous. It looks great. What am I going to say? I like the shape of it. It looks aerodynamic. It looks fun and cool. And I don't know where they are. They're in the middle of Utah or whatever for Salt these renders. Lake, yeah, flats. For these renders. Future land. The only seam I see is by the front door there, but not one near the rears. Oh, wow. Can you only have one seam? What is it? Slide? How does it? Of course.
Yeah.
The whole side panel opens up. That's going to be a nightmare in a parking lot, Will.
You got to take up like two other spaces.
You can't get in. It's three cars wide.
Yeah.
It looks cool. Looks cool. Gives you a nice entry. Maybe when you drive something like this, you don't even have to go to the parking lot. Or if you do, you gladly park at the very back. Look at that couch in there. Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be a big show when you open that thing up. It all opens up. The doors, the lid, everything together. The roof.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely cool, though. This is part of the autonomous thing. Autonomous future over here.
Oh, yeah. There's a giant screen at the bottom here.
Which is showing screen. You what's underneath? Is it a projection? Well, because...
No. Apparently, it's just a giant screen.
So it has what, a beach on it? What am I looking at there?
Yeah, they're like waves, or you can...
That might be a little disorienting. There's waves YouTube beneath video. You, you're driving on the road, you got waves.
Yeah, it might be.
A YouTube video on the floor? Wow.
But...
They're out of control. Ford is out of control over there. They're just having so much fun lately. I follow those people on Twitter. They're having so much fun lately, Ford. To like EV this, EV that. They're taking shots fired at Elon. They're flying right now.
Yeah, for sure.
From what I can tell.
I meant to show you this. Have you seen the woodworking?
I haven't seen this one from 3 weeks ago, but I've seen these insane creations in the past.
Yeah.
They did a mini one?
The frame. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. Oh, yeah, these videos are so...
But something to show your kids.
Hard. Like these videos are so really cool. Hard to click off once you've started because of it's one of these progression ones where you're like, wait.
Yes.
It's going to really be the thing? And you have to keep watching to see the results? It's amazing to have wood, and yet, man.
And they kind of just sculpt it throughout.
Yeah.
To make it look like one piece.
Let me ask you something. Is that responsibly sourced wood?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Will.
It smells like it.
I don't know, Will. It's looking a little red. It's looking like it came out of the jungle or something, Will. Okay. I don't know. It's looking limited. It looks great, though.
But yeah, it's... They add RGB.
So what you're kind of saying with this is that my god, it looks so amazing. It looks so great. But what you're saying is that this Lincoln vehicle kind of reminds you of the Mercedes concept vehicle.
Kind of, yeah.
I hear you. Look at this. It's the coolest. Look at that. Although it looks weird, his steering or what is that steering he's doing down there?
No, it's like it doesn't have a steering wheel. It has like a little thing on the side. Like a shifter.
Yeah.
And then you kind of just move your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
On the shifter.
It's a funny look to it.
But, this is what they do.
Yeah, man. That's like some high level power wheels right there. It's great. The fit and finish.
Yeah.
I always watch these things and I'm like, oh my God, 100 days. You get to watch 100 days in 16 minutes.
Yeah.
Impressive stuff.
Anyways. I just wanted to show you that.
Well done, Will. Mark Zuckerberg responds to graphics backlash, promises metaverse won't be depressing. Look at, oh, yeah, he, people were a little bit not so impressed with the graphics of the early meta graphics for the metaverse.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like N64. Graphics.
I like 64, man.
Nothing wrong with
it. No, it was a good time, though.
Yeah. But it was very low fidelity.
Yeah, the one on the left, and maybe a little bit creepy, sort of creepy.
Yeah.
Is that another
problem? A lot of people
complained
that it looked, there's no life into it. You know, the characters, like Mark.
So who's this Zuckerberg on the right then? He looks better off.
So Mark actually posted this after the event and said, look, like, we're actually still working on the graphics.
Oh, he went and he cracked the whip. He went down the hall. He said, what is this crap you provided me? I need something better. And they're like, let us render something real quick up.
Yes.
And they're like, Mark, here you go. Post it.
And he's licking his lips. Yeah, I mean, like, the right one definitely looks better. More like, you know, I guess the fidelity just looks more human, you know, and not like this weird robotic eyeliner character.
Hmm.
He's wearing eyeliner or something.
Yeah, the first one is definitely creepy. Like, if I was going to have a nightmare, I mean, I could have a nightmare of either, I guess, but the one on the left is more nightmare fuel than the one on the right. He put it on Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, I'm happy to report, does appear to contain more life essence than the last one, though it's unclear how many souls had to be sacrificed in order to give Mark a small glint in his eye. Oh, this is from Kotaku's write-up. Little personality in the write-up. But yeah, he got roasted. I saw it on social media. They were like, what's up with the graphics? So this is his updated post.
Yeah, he's just like, wait a couple months or years. We'll get it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, that looks great. I even like the world below. Like, that looks cool.
Yeah.
But you got to do it. Probably a hard thing to do, would be my guess.
Yeah.
Horizon Worlds. You're in the Horizon Worlds, aren't you, Will?
I gave it a shot.
Yeah.
You know? And instantly there was bullying.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, right. With like a character, like a kid, and then some other guy took his ball and...
Yeah.
Immediately, right when I hopped in.
So you were the bully then?
Yeah, I was the guy. I took the ball, I threw it at
you. You're like, I couldn't help it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it gets better.
We'll see.
Meta.
Human drivers in the UK won't be liable for accidents when vehicle is self-driving. Ooh. You kind of like weaved a thread here.
Did I?
With this like lineup of stories this afternoon.
Really?
Yeah, because it was like you had EVs, then we had full self-driving going up in price, and then we had the kid getting hit and the video being taken down, and now we have self-driving where the driver themselves won't be liable in the UK. It's like, hey, there's some kind of pattern here.
Yeah.
The little Mark detour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is tough philosophically. I mean, listen, if you let the system work the way you're supposed to and you listen to what everybody's telling you and you're monitoring the situation, the car does something funky, it's hard to put you in jail. It's definitely hard, but it's going to bring up all types of questions. The cars are not going to have really sophisticated systems for determining if you were responsive enough as a driver.
Sure,
when it says, hey, emergency warning, grab here, do this, whatever, and...
They're drunk, just wasted.
Man. British government unveiled the roadmap over the weekend, announcing $119 million in funding for AV projects, an additional $41 million for research to support safety and new legislation. The roadmap stated that new legislation will build on existing laws and state that manufacturers are responsible for the actions of self-driving vehicles, meaning a human driver would not be liable for incidents related to driving while the vehicle is in control of driving. Oof, big liability for makers then, for automakers,
They got to get that self-driving unlock.
Oh, my God. That lawsuit comes through the one time, and it's enormous. What are the losses? It hits the kid.
Or like a civil suit.
It's enormous.
Imagine like a car hitting a bus full of people.
That's not very nice, Will.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's pretty dark.
It's a terrible scenario.
It's pretty dark, Will.
All right, yeah.
Was like, imagine... Imagine a car hitting a bus full of people.
Where are we going with this?
Yeah, you have to imagine all these things. Especially if you're in a position coming up with these policies. You have to imagine all possibilities. And it's just really complicated. It remains complicated philosophically. How do you hold a person liable when you approve the technology that's enabling the self-driving? How do you hold them liable? They're like, listen, you told me that I could use that. Mm-hmm. It does put a lot of pressure on the makers to figure out full self-driving, like really figure it out, because the consequences could be enormous if they're being held liable instead of the driver, which is why you see mostly here a lot of onus on the driver still. Like, hey, where's your hands? Get them on the wheel. Mm-hmm. Hey, sir, you're like, if you aren't getting that hand on the wheel and checking up often enough, it's kicking you out of self-driving for a while.
Yeah, you get penalized.
For a while. They're like, nah, you're done with self-driving for this trip.
Yeah.
You're done for a bit. So I would assume that the automakers would definitely still want some liability to rest on the individual, the driver, the person monitoring the technology.
Mm-hmm.
So
this one is the last one, and it's a pretty funny one.
The last one, SUV driven. This is humor to you here, Will? Somebody driving through the New England Mall on the second floor?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I hope nobody was hurt, Will.
So no one got hurt.
Okay.
It was an old lady who was a bit confused.
Oh, really?
On where to enter. She was looking for the Apple store.
Well, she's in her car on the second floor of the mall, indoor mall.
Yes. So what happened was, there was an entrance from the parking lot to the mall, and there used to be like those poles there to prevent cars from coming in. But apparently it was taken out for some sort of repair, and the woman literally just drove in.
Yeah.
Automatic doors open, and she just rolled right in.
And went right up to the Apple store.
Well, she was looking.
Oh, my God.
She didn't make it.
This would be a great part.
But yeah.
No, she didn't.
It's literally right in the mall.
Wow. Crazy things, man. Crazy things happen out there. You never know, but it would be quite a shock to the system. You see this car coming at you. I presume she was driving slowly, relatively.
Yes, she hit the cart machine that's at the beginning.
Okay, Will.
At the front of the mall.
Will.
But she backed up and then started going again.
That's not her, is it?
No. Oh. That's a witness who helped her out.
Yeah.
See, this is the entrance here.
See, now you're making...
There used to be a pole.
Now you're right making here. The argument for the self-driving here. Because, listen, if you're hitting that thing there, you're not really in control of that vehicle. Like or you're not cognizant... Like she just drove straight into the thing, Will.
Yes.
And keeps going, too. Like,
yeah.
Will, something's wrong here.
She was 78
years
old.
Yeah, I know. And I hate to say it because it's always weird and tough with that. But if I'm 78, I'm doing that, I probably got to give up the license, Will.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I probably got to give up the license, Will. I probably got to catch a ride to the mall. I know it sucks. You like to have the independence and everything. I probably got to catch a ride to the mall. I got to take a bus or an Uber or whatever it is. Right, Will?
Or self-driving.
No, that's too far away. I'm 78. No? I'm 78. I can't wait.
Oh, okay.
78. I need to catch a ride. Somebody give your grandmother a ride, please.
I mean, yeah. Take the bus.
Or take the bus.
Or Uber. Uber.
I said.
Yeah.
Got options here. But I think she probably got a nice grandson over there that needs to take grandma to the mall every so often.
Yeah.
What do you say, Will?
What would you do?
Out for lunch. It's crazy. I wonder if she's driving backing it up or if somebody just took control at that point and said, you know what, I'll get it out of here for you.
I think it was someone else.
Yeah.
Trying to back out.
That's a tough... A lot of people watching.
Uh-huh.
A lot of spectators. High-pressure situation. You ever had to park in a high-pressure situation? Everybody's watching, and you're taking way too many attempts at it?
Parallel parking
right. Is
the one for me.
Yeah.
Scary.
Scary stuff.
Yeah. There should be more self-driving just for parallel parking.
Yeah, they have. Park assist. Yeah, park assist. But it's always a little...
It's a bit wonky, eh?
Well, it just takes the whole thing, the whole process of parallel parking takes, exactly, it takes too long. And that's the whole thing you're trying to get away from, is being the center of attention, holding up the whole road. That's what you're trying to get away from. So
one lane.
Exactly. Anyway. Thanks to everybody who joined here today. Thank you, Willie Doo. Thank you for all the fun stories here today. Thank you for Mark Zuckerberg for sponsoring today's episode. Thank you to who else? I don't know. Lincoln, Acura. I don't know why I'm thanking the stories today. But who would we be without the stories, and who would we be without the community that watches these shows? Thank you very much. Catch you in the next one. Seriously, thank you.